Okay, hi everybody. Good morning. This is day two. I know I'm starting just a tiny bit early here. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Burning Ground today. And we can look at the different ways that DK conceives of this. We'll have our meditation on it. I'd like to welcome out there Daniel and Johanna and Leslie and Ron. Glad you could be with us, even for some time. Some of you are from Australia and others from the United States or Europe. Europe, it's easiest, I guess, to be with the process for the whole day. And my gratitude for backup support here from Brett in California. So we have, I think, an interesting discussion. Usually the Burning Ground is considered to be a period of intense frictional energies before passing through a particular door into greater freedom. And this, of course, exists before every initiation. But the Tibetan has also another idea about it, having much to do with the will and the monad and those parts of our nature which are usually not as activated now as they will be later. But he's trying to encourage us into the point where that activation can begin to occur. So our work today, the whole rule within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light, let the group stand. The burning ground has done its work. The clear, cold light shines forth, and cold it is, and yet the heat evoked by the group love permits the warmth of energetic moving out. But we will focus here on the burning ground, which has done its work. So we'll use a few moments to just settle in. And with the vehicles achieving a state of tranquility, ready yet not interfering, we recognize ourselves to be the observer of the vehicles, of the personality vehicles. And we discriminate between what we are as the jiva within the personality, that point of being and of consciousness within the vehicles. We discriminate between that and the vehicles themselves. We belong more particularly to the higher worlds. And we are abstracted, as it were, from the world of the senses, from the world of sentiency and feeling, from the world of many thoughts, the concrete mind, and all its movements. We recognize ourselves as the soul in incarnation, that which would exist even though the vehicles fall away and are no longer cognized. And as we tune in on ourselves as the point of being and of consciousness, we are entering together a world of greater light, and magnetic, unitive love, and the urge, the sacrificial urge, offered with will to the world. And we begin to feel ourselves uniting in this world of the soul. We're living consciously as a soul within the group soul. We include then the members of the new group of world servers, not so much as people, but as souls everywhere in the world, all men and women of goodwill as well. And ultimately we realize that wherever there is a human being, in the body or out of the body, we are in soul relation with that soul within the one soul of humanity, the all-inclusive consciousness of the human race from which no soul escapes. All are held together in the sense of naught is but me. So no matter who you may visualize, known or unknown to you personally, that soul is not only related to you, but in a deeper way, identical with you. So there is no need to use the thought, my soul or thy soul, but only the one multi-leveled consciousness of the soul of humanity. And of course it extends beyond that by far, but that's enough for the moment. We're focused on the plane of mind within the head's clear light. There we're taking our stand, sustaining a point of tension as the thinker, the illumined thinker, with our point of tension strengthened by the will of the group soul, along the seven ray lines. We draw up all the energies of the lower parts of the group personality into that point of mental focus, that point of intention. And we visualize each of us the rainbow bridge consisting especially of the colors of our soul and personality ray, the red for ray 1, indigo ray 2, green ray 3, yellow ray 4, orange ray 5, rose color ray 6, violet ray 7. First, the individual bridge visualized and felt. Reaching from the group mental unit towards the group monastic permanent atom, the lowest part of the group triad, and taking in, touching, as it were, at least symbolically, all the permanent atoms of the spiritual triad, touching the Atma, the Buddhi, the Manas, and then all the colors of the group Antikarana, rising as if towards the peak of a cone, which is like a blue-white diamond. Let it symbolize the presence of the spirit, the monad. And we reach the stage of projection where we will project a vivid line of lighted energy across and up the rainbow bridge through all points until it reaches into the spirit. We will use the second ray mantram, word of power. I see the greatest light. And as we think these words, we all sound the Om thinking, a vivid, rapier-like projection. I see the greatest light. We can draw upon then the greater mind and the greater harmony and the greater will in the planetary sense, and we create in the group mental field, a magnetized area. Which is responsive to impression from above. We inwardly salute, offer our salutations, our deep cooperation, to the head of the spiritual hierarchy, the Christ and his masters. And we pledge our attunement, our cooperation, as a group, and individually as best we can understand, we sound the Om, confirming our salutations, our affirmation of cooperation. So now as a group we are aligned and in cooperation with the greater lives that are focused on triadal levels. And within this group aura, focused together at a point of illumined mental tension, which is soul-infused by the magnetic love-wisdom energy and which is under the impression of the greater energies of the planet, we think about our own path through many lives. We keep our group identification, but each one of us looks, imaginatively, back over the long road of evolutionary development that we have traveled. In this incarnation, of course, but not only, and imaginatively in more recent incarnations as we imagine them to be, we try to get the sense of the long developmental process, beginning with this life and speculatively looking backwards. perhaps one gets some suggestion of some of the main developmental points, or themes at least. And we ponder in general on the process of purification through which we may, well, almost certainly have passed. The process of purification as we think it has applied to us in this life and speculatively based on how we came into this life, in other lives, purification. And of course, the most visible moments will be from this particular incarnation. And try to see this at least in this incarnation, this purification process, in relation to the group or groups with which you have been affiliated, in this incarnation at least. Now, in the general theme of purification, as the word pure means fire, water and fire being the great purifiers, and fire being the even stronger purifier, after the emotion and grief of water has done its work, visualize any burning ground which has been significant to you during this incarnation, and attempt to extract the lesson of this burning ground. What was the lesson? In what way were you purified or rendered more free to pursue the spiritual life? And see if you can do the same in the group context. Any group burning ground which has been significant to the group or groups to which you belong during this incarnation, and extract from that process the group lesson which has been learned, or the individual lesson you learn from the group burning ground. And was your group, in any of these circumstances, liberated for a noticeably more spiritual response to its potentials? Now, let us ask, what kind of burning ground, as you understand the idea of burning ground, would it take for you now, in your life now, in your group affiliations now, to be able to say individually, the burning ground has done its work? Think of the individual burning ground which you could tread, or perhaps are treading now, on your way to the portal of initiation. What is the nature of this burning ground ahead or in process, which if properly passed through, could allow you to say the burning ground has done its work. And imagine yourself in the process of successfully passing through this individual burning ground. And now let's shift this to the group context. What process, on what kind of burning ground would it take for your group or groups, but perhaps focus on one, to be able to say with justification, the burning ground has done its work? So imagine the group burning ground, which is most immediate for you, and what would be going on that burning ground? What would be accomplished on that burning ground for the group to be able to say with justification, the burning ground has done its work? And imagine your group, the one you have been focusing on, in process of passing successfully over and through this burning ground. Visualize yourself as an individual and also your groups or group, one particular group, standing now in greater freedom and purity after the burning ground has done its work. We can visualize as if the sustained attention of the monad, its electric fire, combining with the solar fire of the soul, and entering the fire by friction, and making sure that we sustain this attitude of being in the purifying flame so we are freer from the non-essential. So that we truly do live consciously as the soul. So that our groups really are soul groups. And not just a collection of people who have a mutual mental interest. An entire higher quality of purified individual life, purified group life. And in this state of individual and group purity, we can look out upon the world burning ground, especially in the field of fire by friction, so many clashes of ideas, thoughts, beliefs, ways of doing things. But we can see more and more solar fire merging into that frictional burning ground as humanity faces its first initiation. And as the old non-essential things fall away, the old outworn things burned away, solar fire begins to take over. Causing a new type of unitive interrelationship in the large groupings which characterize humanity, cultural, national, religious, ethnic, the love that underlies the happenings of the time emerges as the world burning ground does its work, as selfishness is defeated. And the will of Shambhala makes its way into a more unified humanity, giving us freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, freedom from fear, these are the things that wait when the burning ground has done its work. A more unified and harmonized humanity, responding to the four freedoms, which is as much of the will aspect as humanity can presently understand, so let us resolve to stay on the individual burning ground as it presents itself, within the group burning ground as it presents itself, for as long as may be necessary, until the clearing comes, so that we can better participate, more effectively participate in the world burning ground, which is due for intensification imminently. And we see ourselves individually and as a group making our contribution to the purification, so as by fire, which will bring in finally the higher fires in a more general, appreciated manner. The burning ground has done its work. And we close this meditation on the burning ground with a reflection of how serious the great star of initiation, of karma, of freedom, of sensitivity, how it somehow, behind all things, is responsible for inducing the solar systemic burning ground and our planetary and individual burning grounds. Remember that no evil as we know it exists within the sunshine of that major sun. This whole class is undertaken with Sirius exactly on the ascendant. Sirius that is called the Scorcher. The stimulator of the initiatory fires. Within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light, let the group stand. The burning ground has done its work. The clear, cold light shines forth, and cold it is. And yet the heat evoked by the group love permits the warmth of energetic moving out. Behind the group, there stands the door. Before them opens out the way. Together, let the brothers onward move, out of the fire, into the cold. And towards a newer tension. And sustaining that alignment, then the great invocation. from the point of light within the mind of God. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. So we hope we'll be able to go into this more deeply today. And find somehow in ourselves a willingness to tread the burning ground which may be ahead of us, or to recognize that we're on one now, and how to best function in this purification and essentialization which is in progress. DK called World War II, he called it the Great War from 1914 to 1945. He called it the world burning ground. But you know how it goes. Vulcan, not yet technically discovered, is a very fiery planet. The first-ray planet, it's got to do with Agni Chaitans and the volcanoes, and very close to the sun, a fiery spiritual will. And that is the planet that's starting to put pressure on humanity at this time as we look forward towards its discovery. So even though he said that what follows the year 2000 Shambhala impact need not necessarily be as destructive as in the past, we do have the first initiation of humanity looming ahead. And right before the first initiation, Vulcan and Pluto are very active. We learn that these are the two planets leading up to the first initiation. So if it is so for the individual, it's got to be so for humanity, this fiery planet, Vulcan. And also, of course, Pluto bringing the necessary clearing and destruction of all the forms that are trapping the energy which should be circulating in a better way to bring a better way of life to everybody. So a certain amount of courage will be required of the people who are in this particular field. They will have to be ready for the burning ground, which the next, you know, before the year 2025, the next years will bring to us. So we have to, it's not just going to be an individual burning ground. Our individual burning ground, group burning grounds, and world burning grounds will all unite. So we have to find a way to stand together in the group so that we can stand very effectively in this world burning ground, which is already operating on the mental plane and the emotional plane. And, you know, to a certain extent on the physical. Now, if it precipitates onto the physical plane, which in part it might, it'll be a real challenge. But even we have to even learn how to stand within the mental burning ground that's going on right now, this conflict of ideologies and which way should humanity go, and selfishness and unselfishness that's constantly worked out, and this question of the terrible condition that the emotional body of humanity is in at the moment. Of course, there are many people for whom it's fine, but, you know, in general, it's just so seething, you might say. So we're in that burning ground on those levels right now. So the better we do together as a group, the more we're solid with each other as souls, in the group soul, the better we'll be able to stand in this world burning ground, which it may be in process of precipitating on the physical plane. Let's hope that, you know, using Rule 10, where it says, you know, to drive the evil back onto the astral plane and clear out the ethers in Rule 10, let's hope that we can do that to keep it off the etheric physical level. Every once in a while it erupts, it breaks through, you see, you know, explosions. But DK warns of a huge explosion if we're not careful. So the little, you know, the little things that are happening, which are bad enough for the people to whom they happen, if that can be just held, then we can be okay. And I think the key for all of us now is to figure out how to deal with the fire individually and in the group, and then we'll be able to take our place in a larger sense. Well, I'll just trust that we will get into all of this as we work today. It's almost a quarter to, so I'd like to let you go by that time. And then we'll come back here at 9:30, and we'll get into this. And that will be 7:30 for everybody who's joined us. There's a number of you. That's 7:30 GMT. So we'll take a 45-minute break for breakfast so that we may have a little fire to keep us going during the class. And then we will work on the burning ground. Okay, good. Thank you. And thank you, you folks who are attending, Andrew, Carol, Daniel, Johanna, Leah, Lynn, and Ron. We'll be back in 45 minutes, and technology willing, we will continue our process. Okay. See you then.
Are we starting 7:45,
Michael? Well, it really is 7:45. I just wanted to get kind of warmed up. But be here earlier than 7:45 because we want to start right on the button. Yeah, I just had something that I wanted to do ahead of 7:45. You were not really late at all. You were not late, no. You were perfectly on time.